share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A few days back, Prime Minister Dato Seri Ismail Sabri distributed tablets for eligible B40 students and announced that the students get to keep the device without the need to return them upon graduation. And for that, Syed Siddiq congratulated the youth for making their voices heard by the ministers in regard to the usage of the tablets. Previously, they wanted to lend the tablets to the students. Now students are going to own them. Previously, they gave low-quality tablets and now students are getting Samsung tablets. Siddiq also described the voices of the youth as sacred. However, there's always room for improvement. On his Twitter account, he shared three methods that he believes may refine the process involving the application for the tablets. Make it quick. The co-founder of MUDA shared the screenshot of a news article that reported Sabri announcing the distribution of the tablets, which was expected to begin in June this year. You promised June, but the distribution only started recently in September. Siddiq then continued and reminded the relevant ministers by saying, make it quick. More students are enrolling into the university now. Quote. Fellow students, can you relate to the timing issues? Make the online process great again. To get help and benefits from the government, online application is unavoidable in any circumstances. In this modernized era where technology dominates, we're expected to make good use of the internet. Regardless, things are not always a walk in the park. The online application for the tables tends to have flaws too. Many students complain that they did not receive the activation emails. Not only that, but Siddiq also made the voices of the students heard again by revealing the other existing issues, such as unlisted universities and the lack of response from the government. Despite having applied for the devices since April, make their life better and easier, Siddiq said. If you're still awaiting a response, hang in there, students. Some transparency wouldn't hurt. The distribution of the tablets did not come easy and certainly did not come with a small sum of money. $450 million of the Rakyat's taxes will be spent on this program. And for that, Siddiq expects an application process with integrity that is transparent. Ensure that each and every recipient get their device. We need to ensure we do this well. At the end of his clip, Siddiq reminded the people to keep encouraging the youth to rise and make their voices heard. The voices of the Rakyat are sacred. Fellow students, do keep in mind to take good care of the devices as they will always come in handy. In the meantime, do you have any other suggestions for improvement in regard to this matter? Also read. Syed Siddiq suggests three ways to improve GEG laws and reminds politicians to walk the talk. Source. Focus Malaysia Source. Twitter, Syed Siddiq Source. Twitter Source. Twitter, Syed Siddiq. Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.